This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega from WNYC and PRX in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
One Democratic candidate we didn't see on the debate stage last night was billionaire and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. But that doesn't mean he's worried about getting enough screen time. Since November, Bloomberg has spent $143 million on television ads alone and millions more on online ads. And now pollsters are watching whether Bloomberg's ad campaign has the potential to overshadow candidates who have more of a grassroots following. For more on this, I'm joined by Tarini Pardi, politics reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Welcome to The Takeaway, Tarini.
Thanks for having me.
So is Bloomberg worried that he didn't qualify for the Democratic debate? I mean, it's felt like he should have been on the stage, right, with all these ads that he's getting.
They're not worried at this point because he did qualify if you look at the polling threshold that the DNC has set. The reason he didn't qualify is because he's not accepting donations. He's funding his own campaign, and the DNC requires a certain threshold for donors, which he obviously didn't meet since he's not taking contributions. So he didn't qualify, but he did have an ad running throughout the debate. He went on the Colbert Show last night to also talk about why he wasn't at the debate. So he continued to make his case and kind of explain to voters why he wasn't on the debate stage. The way that he's spinning it is that, you know, the reason he's not taking contributions is because he doesn't want to be beholden to anyone. He's obviously a billionaire, and he doesn't really need people to give him money to run for the presidency.
Bloomberg talks a lot about the money he has and how he plans to spend it. Is that part of his strategy, too? I mean, just to basically outspend everybody else when it comes to media?
It definitely seems that way. You know, he's outspending everyone by a lot. We're estimating that between digital and TV advertising, he's spent about $220 million so far. He has some big ad reservations coming up. He's also spending basically everywhere. He's spending in states that other candidates, you know, haven't even thought about spending money, and yet they have to really think about where they're spending their resources. So he's really trying to use his sort of unlimited budget, or, you know, seemingly unlimited budget, to his advantage here. And play in these states early and spend a lot of money before other candidates can even get there.
But Tarini, are ads enough? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we may be weary of having so many debates, but the debates do give candidates a platform to at least speak more about where they stand on really critical issues like healthcare and beyond. And if he's not there, I mean, is an ad buy, regardless of how many millions of dollars he's spending, going to be enough to turn Democratic voters around at this stage in the game?
I think that's the big question. This, for many people, is kind of a fascinating political science experiment here in some ways on the power of money and how much it can influence voters. We've seen some very wealthy candidates in the past, you know, run for Senate in statewide races where they've spent their own money and lost. But the way Bloomberg's team is playing this is that they point out that not only is he wealthy, but he also has a record as a mayor and a businessman. So they're trying to push that message out in their advertising and hoping it connects with voters. Given his, you know, like I said, unlimited budget, or so it seems, he's also been traveling the country, I think he's done 20 states and 40 cities in the last just, you know, 2 months. So he's really trying to connect with voters at the same time. When I go to some of his events, some of the people I've talked to have mentioned the ads that they've seen and, you know, have said they didn't really know that much about him. But looking at his ads, they got curious and wanted to come out and hear him speak. So there is some evidence that I've seen, at least on the campaign trail, where the ads are working and at least connecting, introducing himself to people. But, obviously it remains to be seen if it'll work.
Tarini, I cannot get past the next question. I have to ask you. We know that Bloomberg has bought a ton of TV ads. Online and digital is also a big part of his election. Before we talk about his overall digital strategy, what happened last night with the Bloomberg 2020 Twitter feed? Was that real? For those folks who may not have been paying attention, it seemed quite out of character for Bloomberg, and they were pretty irreverent, if you will, tweets.
They claimed they were not hacked, that this was actually the Bloomberg campaign tweeting. For those who missed it, there were tweets, you know, with Bloomberg's face inside a meatball. There were tweets about, you know, which wild animal should be unleashed on the debate stage, talking about raccoons and dragons. So it was, you know, it was wild. I'm not exactly sure what the strategy was beyond just trying to gain attention. It was counter-programming for a debate stage that he obviously was not on.
Well, it definitely got attention, I'll say that much. And talking more broadly about his digital strategy, he has hired a company, or he has a company called Hawkfish. Tell us about them.
So Bloomberg, even before he decided he was going to be running for president, set up this digital and data company called Hawkfish, where he was going to use people to sort of come up with ways where you could reach voters more efficiently. I think the thinking behind this, my understanding is that in 2016, the Republican Party really invested a lot in data and digital in the way that Democrats did not. So this was a way to sort of, fill that gap. Now that Bloomberg is running for president, he is using this company for his own campaign. Their digital strategy, the way they reach voters, is all sort of being run through this company called Hawkfish.
Now, we know that Bloomberg has also used a lot of his own money for, I guess, most notably things like gun control. Is Bloomberg more effective when he's taking those billions of dollars that he has and using them to move issues forward behind the scenes or running for president?
I think that's part of the reasoning that some people on the left who are critical of Bloomberg are bringing up, that, you know, why does he need to run for president? Why can't he just fund a lot of these causes as he has in the past and try to make a difference that way? And what Bloomberg will tell you is that he, you know, honestly, as he's put it, does not care if he's on the ballot. He will support whoever the nominee is and continue to fund a lot of causes. His campaign says he got in this race because they believe that none of the Democrats who are currently running could defeat President Trump based on the polling. So he's in this race for now, but if no matter who the nominee is, they say they will continue to spend money in swing states, in states that President Trump won in 2016 to try to defeat him.
Tarini Pardi is a politics reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Tarini, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.